Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours,
get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joe.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. It is Wednesday, January 18th. I'm so glad you're here. If you're up early with us, morning drive time. Maybe you're coming home, maybe you're going out. That would be KWXY, legendary home of great music in the Coachella Valley for over 50 years, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, and also afternoon drive time at 9:20 AM, where I started 28 years ago, and also 99.1 FM. I'm fond of saying, I don't care where you listen, just so you do. We're ready, chocolate. Spend an hour with me, because I put everything wonderful I can think of into that hour. The Joey English Daily Datebook, all kinds of community events, mystery songs. We're honoring Elvis this week. Great, great, great interviews. Great, great, great giveaways. great, great, great music if there's time, because it's mine. And after we're finished, we post everything on my website and my Facebook page. Please friend me. I want this to be the best hour of your day. And after we have an hour together, you'll be the smartest person in the room. Okay, you know the routine. Have you got your daily datebook close by?
This is Wednesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, Wednesday, January 18th is National Thesaurus Day. Now, I can remember needing a thesaurus. I don't know in the computer age if you do, but if you have one, use it. The city of Rancho Mirage has started a required 5-year update. It's local. It's part of the hazard mitigation plan, and they're requesting public input. There's a survey online at ranchomirageca.gov. Happy New Year from UCR. Instead of a resolution, which is, by the way, probably ruined by now, they want you to pick a focus word for the year. Now, they have more ideas for life at ucr.edu. Riverside County Economic Development has programs for the Small Business Development Center to help you start your own business, and you can get a $2,500 grant. Riverside County Thrive Program is what they're calling it. You can get the details too, at rivcoed.org/thrive. Let me give you that website again. rivcoed.org/thrive. Let's go to our friend Wink Martindale. His vintage visit today is called Those Were the Days. It's a new series he's doing from 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 a.m. and 92.3 FM. Wink is absolutely amazing. He's a treasure. Check out everything about Wink Martindale at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, Wednesday, January 18th. I started to say it's the first Wednesday in the month. That's my first mistake this year. Oh, yeah, sure. It is actually the third Wednesday in the month. Good heavens. And what's the day? National Thesaurus Day.
Oh, wow.
That'll help. So we introduce you, Joey pals, to one of your favorites. I don't have anybody that isn't your favorite. What am I saying? Kathy Allison is here from?
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
Slash women. Slash secure men. This is our women's segment.
Yeah.
How was your New Year's? How are you doing?
My New Year's was great, but I was thrown off because the New Year's Day parade wasn't exactly... And I should know that.
Yes.
But I got up early, 7 o'clock, got the coffee, got my mom up, got everybody up, and there was no New Year's parade. So we did the same thing the next day, and we weren't hungover. So.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the suggestion in the Joey English Daily Datebook? It says, don't make a New Year's resolution. Pick a focus word.
Oh, my goodness. That ties right into my topic.
I thought it was a sign.
How did you know?
That came from UCR.
A focus word. I love that because that just ties in perfectly with what I wanted to talk about.
Which was?
All right. Strive or thrive. Your choice this year.
Strive.
Strive or thrive. So basically, this is the time of year when I ask people how they feel about change in life, change in the season, the new year, change in abilities and duties, change in relationships. And it's time for a new beginning, which means, yes, reflect and take stock of your life. Your hopes and dreams, reflect and plan for the new year.
Be a grown-up.
Yeah.
Look here, honey. What is this?
That is a beautiful red notebook.
It's clean. There's nothing on the...
Can I call it a Joey date book?
It is. That's my date book. You know, it's my Bible.
And folks, it is red. And has a red pen out as well.
But I had the same one for the last 20 years. I just ordered a new one. But exactly what you're saying, the pages are empty.
Yeah.
Up to today.
Don't let that scare you. The pages are empty. Who knows what new beginnings this year is going to bring for you. Change is good. It is refreshing. And we might talk and ask Joey if she has any resolutions at some point.
I broke them already. I was always to lose weight. It's always to lose weight. But I like that focus thing.
Yeah. It's a great time to not let to reflect and not let this opportunity pass by.
Did you make a New Year's?
I did, and I'll go into that in a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I did.
Ooh, a teaser. She's teasing.
Yeah, I'm teasing. That's a teaser. Yeah.
Okay.
So, not just making changes, but also praise yourself and praise for others for the accomplishments of this last year.
Praise yourself.
I weathered a lot this last year.
I lost
not a terrible word. I weathered it.
Intimate mm-hmm. people in mm-hmm. my life. Father of one of my children, mm-hmm. ex-husband, college roommate, mm-hmm. 7 radio mother.
Yeah.
Just tough year.
So pat yourself on the back because you have weathered and survived and that's all good. We have to congratulate ourselves and others on a year well done. So before I get started totally, I want a brief review.
Okay.
With you guys for a cognitive behavioral therapy technique I use in counseling called the locus of control.
The locust? So L-O-C-U-S-T?
L-O-C-U-S, locus,
oh,
like center of control.
Yes.
So this is what I want you
Not
to do.
Not a bug.
This is what I want y'all to do. Get a piece of paper and draw a donut on it, a huge donut.
I did. Okay.
Okay. And inside the donut cake part itself, in the donut part, you would list all of the things that stress you out and bother you.
The
you,
donut that, is not big enough.
That's why it has to be a big donut.
I'll just
a big donut.
Okay.
And in that donut, you would put the things you'd like to change, things that you have no control over. I put weather, traffic, people.
I put kids, jobs,
all
money.
People.
Oh,
all people. All people. You cannot control people. I put political and financial matters.
News.
You know, all these things. And then there's a tiny little hole in the middle of the donut, and that's where you put what it is you do control, Joey. So what do we control, really,
nothing.
On a day-to-day basis? Just our own actions.
Me.
And our own focus word.
That was what we talked.
I know. I'm so excited.
Oh, clever.
Yeah.
The things you do have control over.
Right now, today, what do you have? You have control basically of your actions and the focus of your attention, and that's it.
Oh.
So this is a real powerful tool to put down whatever stresses you, and then you're deciding, ooh, do I control it or do I not? And then you know whether it's something you have control over to address and work with, or if it's something you have to let go of, right?
Letting go is hard.
Mm-hmm. Are the stressors that you have no control over, if you're worried or anxious about something, how logical is it to spend your energy worrying about that? It just leeches it away from your body, right? What good does wasted energy or wasted time do? I don't want to waste time this year.
No, I always say you may not have my heartbeats for that.
Oh, isn't that mean? I love that. Heartbeats, thump, 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 yep. thump. Very good.
I used to say to my babies, what did you hear mommy say? And then they'd repeat it back just to make sure it went into their little brains. When they got older and they weren't doing so well with what mommy said, I said, you may not have my heartbeats for me to go over this again.
My favorite was no means no. It still means no. No means no. I can use that with my adult kids now too,
yes.
Probably. But anyway, so once you kind of like figure out I'm stressing about X, Y, or Z, and then you say, is it in the donut or is it in the middle? What do I have control? I mean, if you're upset about neighbor's dog peeing in your yard or people tromping through the corner or obnoxious television shows or some... my dad used to listen to, I don't know what show it was where they politically yelled at each other. My dad, long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And it just was so unnerving. I don't have control over that, so you have to let it go.
Or change the channel.
And stop striving. what's the definition of crazy? Banging your head against the wall over and over and you think there'll be a different result.
Outcome. That's insanity.
That's insanity. That's crazy. Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got to let go. So it's, and it's hard to do.
Yes.
You're right. You're right. So
okay,
that's
so
what I want to talk.
The umbrella, excuse me, the umbrella is strive or thrive.
Mm-hmm. It's
about
our
change.
It's about
refreshing.
Choice.
Change mm-hmm. can be refreshing. Praise yourself. Do the locus of control test. Now what?
Okay. Then once you've figured out what it is that is that you don't control and you don't want to do today, what do you want to focus on today? What can you do? What can we do? So that's when I'm bringing in my New Year's resolution.
Okay.
Okay. My New Year's resolution this year is to stretch and move. Stretch and move my body, to activate it, revitalize it, action. Stretch and move my brain. How do you stretch and move your brain, Joey?
I crack an egg with my left hand.
New learning. There's a concept in psychiatry, I guess it'd be neuropsychiatry, called neuroplasticity.
Yes.
Which means that your brain is not like a rock. It can grow and learn and change.
Exactly.
So it's time to learn, and it's my choice to expand my perspective. A good way to do that is to be childlike. What is it that when you were a child intrigued you? Were you excited
happy.
About? Yeah.
Good idea, honey.
And also to stretch and move my spirit. That means I reflect on the blessings that I have and seek out new positive ways to help other people. That's my nature, what I feel driven to do. Your spirit will have other gifts and things to do.
I thank God every day. I'm always saying, thank you, God.
Yeah. And keeping your face to the positive. So we're not going to
keep
strive.
Your face to the positive.
Yeah, I love that one. We're not going to keep striving face and banging our head against the wall. We're going to try something
positive.
New. So I have a couple ideas on how to expand your universe.
Okay.
Right. So go and try a new ice cream flavor. Not chocolate, maybe.
Oh.
I tried Mango Madness.
Try a new ice cream.
Oh, it was really refreshing.
I'm with you. I don't care. Try a new ice cream.
Try
I love that.
Try a new ice cream. I love to go and wander without a purpose, like not a regular chore of shopping, but like say go to a Barnes & Nobles or a large bookstore.
I go to Revivals,
a thrift
purpose.
Shop without purpose, and just allow yourself to look around yep. and be delighted and browse. That time
that's
to
beautiful. Wander without purpose.
Yeah. And we seem so driven to always have purpose, must always be going linear. That's that Western philosophy, must always have purpose and plan. Maybe it's good to stop and allow yourself to daydream. That's just as important.
That's lovely. Daydream.
So, daydream. And my clue is that if it's a regular thing that you do all the time, go to the grocery store or Costco, I'm sorry, that's not...
That doesn't qualify.
Right, that's a chore. So I'm talking about go someplace new. I think new art museums are wonderful because the building may be the same, but the exhibit changes.
Exactly.
Revivals, the building may be the same, but the exhibits are things to buy. There's just more to do.
I love it when you're here. How can people continue the conversation with you if they need more therapy?
Contact your mental health expert. And then for me, I work at Desert Oasis, and my number is 760-969-5277. I have one quote for you, too. I always
do
love
it.
To bring a quote. This is from Buddha, okay?
Okay.
Thousands of candles can be lighted from one single candle, and the life of that candle will not be shortened. So happiness never decreases by being shared.
Oh.
I want to say Confucius say, but that
it's
would be the
Buddha.
Wrong. And Buddha said that. That was a quote that I picked up.
Always positive precious. Quotes. Joey English, Kathy Allison, we wear red and we eat.
I'm eating chocolate.